Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with Mayor LaToya Cantrell talking about current issues that are affecting the city. And Mayor, recently you put forth a plan asking for a larger share of the hotel-motel tax that is vital to the New Orleans tourism industry, wanting to redirect that for infrastructure needs. Obviously, with what's been presented to you and your incoming administration of the challenges of the Sewage and Water Board, and they are many.
Yeah, they are.
And
they are.
You know, we've talked about it ad nauseum on this show, like most other news agencies in the city. And obviously, there's been some pushback from the industry and concerns about, you know, the industry being the probably the predominant industry here by any stretch of the imagination and the challenges in what they deliver. So if you would, for our listening audience, let them know kind of what your thinking is on this issue.
Sure. Well, first off, it's not an attack on our hospitality industry at all. It is just looking very closely at where revenue is generated in the city and where it goes. And we've looked very closely, of course, at the hospitality industry, particularly for agencies that get 70% of what's generated here off of hotel, motel. And then when you look at other destination cities across the United States of America, we fall really at the lowest. We're not really seeing any of those dollars being funneled into the city of New Orleans through our coffers. Less, you know, 1.5% of every dollar. I mean, that's what the city takes in. The industry brings over well over $200 million. And as I said, 70% of those dollars go to industries or agencies that that are really, they have no accountability to the mayor nor the city council. So we cannot carry this burden and continue to carry it on the backs of the taxpayers. We are a city, 400,000 people. We saw 18 million people over the past year. And the burden just can't fall on the 400,000. We're going to have to share. And that's all I'm looking for. New Orleans
but when
to
you
get
say,
a fair share.
When you say a burden, is that not an opportunity? And, you know, and I brought this up with BGR the other day. These assets are not owned by the city, they're owned by the state. And that's a unique situation. And in fact, most of the peer cities that they have this comparison of, it was never an issue where, you know, or a situation where the state came in and made the investment in the city and is the owner. The policy decision to me that is the major rub here is that the fiduciaries of these organizations fully fund depreciation and CapEx.
Yes.
It's evident, and this is not a knock on you, but the city does not have that as a forward-leaning policy, because when you look at the physical assets of the city, you have to admit that they're not appropriately maintained. They're out of date. They have physical challenges. I mean, we hear all the time that you can't even get an elevator in civil district court to work. So, you know, so that policy rub kind of exists in my view of the friction between what your ask is and what they're trying to accomplish day in and day out, which is an asset that they're responsible for appropriately maintaining.
Sure, but let me push back on that. You can
sure.
maintain your asset, but when you have over $260 million in a reserve and a surplus sitting there, while the city is crumbling, an infrastructure that has not been invested in, and when you look at the taxpayers' dollars that run the city collectively, it's not enough. And particularly when you are carrying the load, again, of 18 million people visiting your city. The city cannot, meaning its people, continue to carry that burden. But not only that, when you mention the state made the investment, I think we also have to understand the city made an investment that allowed for these state owned entities to even exist. The one penny that the BGR clearly articulates that the city council approved to give up and to do what? To invest in and build the Superdome. So to say the city hasn't put skin in the game?
I didn't want to imply that. I was going to get to that. That may be the best investment the city ever made.
Absolutely.
And the return on that investment is second to none. And trust me, I could put the pen to the paper and prove that point. We only have to look at the Plaza Tower. The Plaza Tower, everybody thought was going to be the center of the business district, and that's why they put it where they put it. But the fact that remains is that once the Superdome was announced and once it started and they tore down the rail yards that you well remember, and now you have the Poydras Corridor where you have nothing but skyscrapers running the length of this thing, that was the return on the investment that the city got for giving up the penny. It grew to be so much bigger than the dome that it created the genesis of our modern-day city.
Now, what it did and what created that genesis, sir, was the city of New Orleans.
No,
with the additional tax incentives that the city put on the table to make South Market possible, to bring on Rouse's.
We're not talking about South Market
but
right now.
But that's all a part of that?
I understand, but what I'm talking about is the initial one penny that was put up. Mm-hmm. I just think that there's not enough credit given where credit's due as it relates to this issue. Mm-hmm. Having been a CFO and having looked at numbers and understanding fully funding a depreciation in order to maintain the asset, I mean, let's be honest. When I walk into convention centers, and I've been to pretty much everyone in the country like you have because we have our associations that had them, we have a nice convention center, but it ain't up to par with most of our competition.
Oh, no. We can invest. You know, and guess what? We have the resources and revenue to invest in the convention center more than that.
Isn't that what that reserve fund is dedicated to?
Absolutely. That reserve fund is growing every single year.
Of course, every single year.
And it's a surplus, one, that can be tapped to where you can do both. You can reinvest in the convention center. You can even pay off debt associated right now to the convention center. And then you can redirect even more dollars. So I'm not saying
Let me ask you this. Why would the approach not be, rather than try to, you know, have the money come into the coffers of the city, why wouldn't the approach be a collaborative effort with someone like the New Orleans Convention Center to give them more geography down there? You know, they're redoing Convention Center Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I think they've redone a number of surface streets in the area. Why not make the approach of saying, you know what, if you invest in me, but it's also going to be investing in you, take more of the warehouse district. Be responsible for all the surface streets, all of the surface sidewalks, the lighting, the maintenance of same, and therefore you can shift those dollars, but they get an opportunity to invest in their product.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all our product. That's number one.
But I'm talking about their board is responsible for that asset,
yes.
Right? That's their primary obligation under the law.
That's their primary obligation under the law, and revenue that allows that to happen is off of the backs of the city of New Orleans. And when you talk about giving credit credit is due,
a lot of it is
also
tourism, right?
Well,
I mean,
no,
the tourist dollars.
It's the people who, absolutely. But if you don't have people working in the industry who really does create in terms of people
but
visiting
aren't they
here,
part of the team that is
we're
encouraging
all,
and promoting th-
we're
this,
all a part
this
of
industry?
The team. We're all a part of this team. And you have to look at, one, if we don't have infrastructure, then what are you marketing? If you don't have infrastructure.
Well, I understand that, but why are the frailties and the ineptitude, not your administration, but of the sum total of all the prior administrations, why is that burden solely lie on the folks that have been successful in promoting the hospitality and tourism industry here and their good fiscal responsibility that they've had that now that becomes their primary burden. We got to take a break, and we'll come back to that, and you can answer that when we return with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This is Newell on WWL. We're back, and we're talking to Mayor LaToya Cantrell. And, Mayor, I think you were going to make a point about this investment, and we're talking about, you know, the shared responsibility in the area of the convention center and so forth.
Well, one, shared responsibility. I love to hear you say that. And that's exactly what I'm asking for when you look at 18 million people coming to the city of New Orleans and only that burden falling on the 400,000, particularly with 70% of what's generated going to four agencies that are here in the city of New Orleans. Not looking at the Superdome at all, but absolutely looking at the convention center and even those that market the city. I think that we can come to a win-win. It's not just common sense, it's good business sense. And that's my goal at this time, getting to that win prior to even the session beginning. And I believe we're moving in the right direction with a task force created by the governor that has representatives from the industry, from the governor's office, from the mayor's office, from the business community, because we realize that the infrastructure in the city of New Orleans needs to be invested in. And if not, no one wins.
But what happens when you're faced with the fact that, you know, you guys, the city gets 1.5%. I think the school board gets 1.5%. I think RTA gets, what, 0.5 or 0.75%.
But understand, that's that money, RTA, you know where that's been going?
No.
Do you know where it's been going?
Well, I thought it goes to RTA.
No. You know where it goes?
No.
It goes to your Tourism and Marketing Corporation and your New Orleans, Inc. Money voted on tax voted on by the people for transportation hasn't been going to transportation.
So, but the city revenue department is the one that distributes the tax.
The RTA gets its dollars according to the law passed by the people. Right. There was an agreement that is dead, that has expired, to where that 1% has been going to the industry. So with great needs in this city, even as it relates to transportation, we're not reinvesting there where we should
be. But the city Department of Revenue distributes taxes. So they've participated
They distribute taxes according to how the laws were passed by the people.
But you're saying they're not doing that in this case.
No, the city is doing its job when it collects and where it puts it.
So when we think about this and we think about the promotion of tourism, and, you know, I hear this argument of, you know, we're funding the New Orleans tourism thing and we're funding.
It all matters. And that's a good thing.
The French market. The realities, though, is that these were outgrowths of the inability of local government to really do a good job itself. And that's why the business community, understanding the industry, understanding the competitive nature of it throughout the Gulf South and the country and the world now, they decided to take this on themselves. They were looking for the revenue stream necessary in order to support it. And obviously, it's been pretty damn successful.
It's been pretty successful simply because the citizens of the city of New Orleans who are responsible for the culture here do a great job. Hospitality, number one. And so absolutely needing the investments that have occurred, as you mentioned, for marketing the city, that has gone up tremendously over the years to the point where now you have surpluses. And at the same time, you have 111-year-old pipes bursting in the middle of the street. In areas just like last week, Poydras and Loyola, pipe 111 years old. We have to reinvest in infrastructure so that we can continue to win. And absolutely, on the front end of this, it's gotten us to where we are. But we need to change so that we can continue to reinvest in the needs here in order for us to continue to grow.
My big concern is that we will have a chilling effect on the industry that has brought us to where we are today, fiscally and financially. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ills of past leadership in this city that failed to set aside the necessary funds in order to maintain infrastructure and to reinvest in infrastructure and to fund depreciation and to spend the CapEx It was never run like a business.
Right, but also looking at New Orleans hasn't gotten her fair share, period. So let's be honest about that.
But I mean, fair share from whom?
From the industry that is number one that doesn't reinvest in infrastructure in the city of New Orleans.
The industry's bringing in 30,000 new wallets a day into this city.
Yeah, but if you don't have drinking water, right?
Well, I understand, but you get other sales taxes that are generated. You know, there you get a larger portion of just general sales taxes.
We get zero out of food and beverage.
Well, that everyone
pays in the city of New Orleans. All of us who live here, we pay as well.
So the city does not get a red cent
of food and beverage.
If I go to the restaurant and buy a $30
food
meal
and pay a
sales tax on that transaction, the city gets nothing?
On food and beverage, no, sir.
Who gets it?
The same industry we've been discussing.
I find that hard to believe.
Okay.
I'd have to see that in the law.
Every
food and beverage transaction in this city, the city does not get a red cent in sales tax.
The food and beverage tax in the city of New Orleans doesn't benefit the city in terms of.
But I think you're talking about in the hotel motel tax. But I may be wrong.
It is something that we value, but we have to value infrastructure.
We're going to get to a break. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.